Hi,
it's Part in the Podcast, and I'm Ashley.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Louisa.
And welcome to our very first episode.
What up?
Hey.
Again, whether that's 1 of ya, 10 of ya, or none of ya.
We're here for it, either way. We're just here to have fun, chit-chat about the most randomest things, and...
Yeah.
Basically giving you a glimpse as to what our everyday life group is. Chat conversations are like. I mean, our phone...
Bringing a group chat to life.
Welcome to our iPhones.
Yeah, pretty much.
Literally.
Because those things are going off all day, every day.
All times.
24/7.
Sometimes, I've never told you guys, but sometimes I actually have to turn off my notifications.
That's rude.
You've told me this.
Yeah.
But also, Vanessa says that her phone is on silent 24/7, but it's definitely not. I come over and hear ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
So, it's only sometimes, but honestly, like, my phone is... Here's my rule in life, and I don't care, whatever. You can think I'm weird all you want, and I know it sounds weird because, like, technology is everything these days, but my view on it is, like, I control my phone doesn't control me. And Ashley's rolling her fucking eyes right now, and I know my entire family, if they were to hear this, they'd be like, shut up, Vanessa. But literally, like, I don't care. My phone is on silent. If you're trying to get a hold of me and I'm not picking up, sorry, I'll get to you when I want to get to you, you know? And I know that sounds rude, and it can be rude.
Super rude.
No, but at the same time, like, if I want to enjoy myself and sit with myself and, like, watch TV for an hour and... do my thing, I don't need my phone going off. Realistically, it's not, because I have no friends, but, like, you know,
they're already
here. No, literally, but if someone's trying to get a hold of me, like, I'll look at my phone when I'm ready to. I'll call you back if I need to. But hey, just a FYI, I hate phone calls, so just text me. But
yeah, you're the type of person where if someone phones you, like, you'll not answer it, and then you'll text and be like, hey, you called?
I won't
call me back.
No, but, like, I won't intentionally miss it. It's only, like, when I'm actually doing something, and then I'm like, oh, shit, this person called me. So, depending on my mood, I might call back. But 9 times out of 10, you're absolutely correct. My thing is, like, I find that a lot of times phone calls are pointless because people are like, hey, what's up? And then, like, it's all this noise in the background. Like, yeah, cool. What are you doing? Like, it drags out. Like, I'm not like that. What do you want? Let's get to the point.
I feel like
Let's
you're talking talk. About my phone calls with you.
No, but, like...
She is.
Yikes. I mean,
she gets, like, so annoyed when I call her.
She's
like, what? What, Ashley? What do you want? Like,
that's so rude.
Okay, not all the time, but a good chunk of it. You're like, what do you want? And then I could tell she's watching a show and she wants me to finish.
Well, it's her world. We just live in it.
Yeah.
So, like, Louisa's, like, been best friends for, like, how long now? And, like, how many times would you say we've ever called each other?
Barely any. If I call her, she's like, oh my God, what's wrong?
Yeah, like, literally.
She freaks out.
I don't call, like, I just don't do it. I don't like to. I think it's because since I was younger, like, I hated having phone calls with my dad, and it's, like, stuck in my brain because my dad is, like, the number one person that is all about, like, he's called you, but if there's other people in the room with him while he's calling you, he's having 30 conversations with them and just not even talking to you even though he called you.
Or he's eating while he's talking to you, and it's the absolute worst to listen to over the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, but, like, growing up, though, when you were, like... little kids trying to make, like, play dates in the playground.
Hey,
you
so were allowed that was to way talk... different. We didn't have iPhones to text.
No, but you would call, like, on the house phone,
though.
We
weren't allowed to leave our house, or we were
no,
only allowed
No, but you would call
on
people
house.
On your house phone. Like, you would literally...
Yeah, that was, like, right? The one thing in school that me and Ashley were always made fun of. We were always made fun of because we were never allowed to leave our house. But, like, that wasn't true, but it kind of
no,
was
No, obviously
true.
We were allowed to leave
to
our
a certain
house.
Extent.
We just weren't allowed to do, like, school drop-ins. Like, we weren't really allowed to go to school dances. Like, our parents were just protective of us and, like...
Our parents are very
we
much,
see
like,
it
old
now
school
mentality. Why they did that, but when
And I'm
a
okay
kid,
with it because we ended up okay, and a lot of people that we were, you know, going to school with are a little bit different, so...
Right.
Turned out A-okay, honey.
It's just hard when you're in the moment and you're a kid and you don't understand...
Well, you don't get to be able
why,
to go
why
with
can't
your
I just go with my
And
friend.
Then you found out what kids were doing at these
and
drop-in
it was
sessions,
wild.
And it was like... What is happening?
It's like, I would, like, I'm glad I'm at home.
See, for me, I would beg my parents to go, and then they'd be like, okay, you can go for an hour, and then I would literally be the first one to arrive, and the first one to leave,
yes.
And then everyone would be like, why did you even come? And I was like, I don't know.
You know what? Me and Ashley knew not even to bother asking my
dad,
because
he would get in trouble.
He would literally, like, no, we wouldn't even ask.
Some of the drop-ins were wild. Like, we'd play basketball, and it was just really sweaty, and we were all just, like, 12-year-old kids.
Yeah, and then there was also drop-in sessions that I heard about some other things happen, like real-life porn, so...
Yeah. So, I didn't get to go to those. Sorry.
You probably left ahead of time. It's good. Smart of you.
Probably.
Yeah.
I just clocked in, punched my little card in. No, and I was out.
Your little school card?
But I was also too busy putting my hair in a ponytail and wearing my Puma tracksuits, so.
Because you were, like, a normal, like, kind of, you know, there to have some fun, shoot some hoops kind 100%. Of gal. Not like, hey, let's put some lip gloss is popping, my lip gloss is cool.
And trying to get the boys' show attention. My thong. And,
yeah, exactly. Oh, man, remember that thong phase everyone was going through?
And wear really, really tight jeans and hopes Dorina that jeans, a certain what boy up? Will
remember
see?
We couldn't.
Fat Farms, what up?
We went through that whole period in our lives where we literally couldn't wear like sweatpants, or we had to wear shorts under our sweatpants.
Oh yeah, because people would pants us. Yeah.
Yes,
great times.
Shout out to Champion Tearaways though. I still wish I had those.
Champion's coming back.
Those are sick.
Coming back.
Champion, Fila, the whole squad.
Okay, but I guess going back to what we were talking about phones. Like Vanessa actually went on like a full phone detox.
I did 100%. I did. Are you joking? Clearly, like, it's not something
remember,
that you
like,
remember.
She literally wouldn't even participate in the group chat. Like, this was when I thought that this was the end all of the group chat. Like, I was genuinely
concerned.
Do you
not remember? I remember I deleted all social media for, like, a month or 2 months.
Oh, I remember the Instagram stuff.
That was around
texting.
The Drake concert, like, around that. Yeah. No. But I was barely ever, like, I wanted to be away from my phone, just trying to have... I think it's important that, like, you actually... Uncharge? Yeah, disconnect.
Unplug.
That's exactly the word. So, hey, uncharge. Yeah, just a side note, that's another thing Ashley will attest to it 100%. I don't know how to speak English.
Hi,
English?
Me too.
Oh, especially, Louisa actually takes the cake. She's number one. I'm number two. Yikes. Louisa does not know English.
I mean, our group just sometimes...
Hey, I swear, I'm really smart.
They just have, you know, there's a little bit of challenges in this group. You know, putting sentences together and using the right words and
no, but like
metaphors. I honestly blame my.
They mean
iPhone.
Well.
Like, it's where it's out
no,
to get
it's
me.
Different
it
because
me
Louisa
type.
Can't spell or actually write or type English. Whereas, like when I talk, I don't speak proper English. Like, there's right. a difference. And
like
I
you
think
almost
I'm
need me to be
translate.
With you to translate because I understand your
twin
language.
100%.
Twin things.
And I feel like Louisa understands your language too. But
exactly.
other people, when you're trying to like explain yourself, they don't get it because they don't understand. Your ESL language.
Like, when I said uncharged, you knew right away it was unplugged.
Yeah.
And other people would be like, what the fuck is this broad talking about?
Yeah.
You
know?
Make up your own words.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Something I struggle with, but you know what? That's what makes me. And individuality
is
the biggest gift of life.
Sure
in my opinion. Because you know what? Going back to high school and all that, I did everything I could to try and, you know, blend in with the girls and blend in with the squad and be like, yo.
The squad.
I know, but I'm just being stupid. But no, that, and I think that goes for everybody. All of us,
everyone,
at some point
yeah.
in our life, was like that because
everyone wants to be accepted.
And I think
in high school,
exactly. In high school, you kind of have to be like that. Whereas for me, I think I've always been very different, and it's very obvious to people I was different. Even in my family, I think I consider myself, and I know a lot of other people consider myself to be the black sheep, and I'm cool with it. I'm okay with it. I like being different.
But you're okay with
it
now.
The biggest gift, exactly.
Growing up though, you thought something was wrong with you.
100%. Because people would look at me
so
differently.
Do.
So if she feels different and you feel different, who's
but
actually the black sheep?
I think,
I'm the black
no,
sheep.
No, Louisa.
And I don't
let
think
Louisa.
Vanessa is the black
I'm gonna be the mediator
either.
Here.
No, but
like
actually,
Maury,
Louisa,
right
let's have a real question.
Jerry.
No, but like in our own household, you know for a fact it's fucking me. Like let's be real. She's nodding her head. Yes, like. It is. Let's call it a day. Like, it is what it is. Call a spade a spade.
Black sheep, 100%.
I've always been different. Ashley knows that. Like, when with
everyone's
my parents,
different.
I'll go head to head. Like, if I have an opinion, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
I've been like that since day one. I will fight you on it. Like, that's just who I am.
I think you're just more mindful of people's opinions.
You know what?
And
really
she just clearly doesn't give a
I'm just somebody that,
but
like,
see, this
I...
is... Okay, so we're twins. And the thing is that, okay, we're fraternal twins. Twins run in our family. It's a wonderful thing.
Triplets.
Vanessa
too.
Is 1 minute older than me.
Damn straight, bitch.
And we are
middle child
like we're
syndrome.
Completely opposite. Yet there's nothing
but
wrong
we're
with
very
that.
Much alike too.
But
like,
we are like we're,
when you say we're so
no,
opposite,
I don't
that's
mean
not
it.
True.
When I say we're opposite, it doesn't mean we're opposite. We hate each other. I hate her guts.
No,
absolutely not. Can't live without you. Like hello,
Dallas, yeah. honey.
and Nanny. Yeah, we have different personality traits, of course, which is.
But our
expected.
Views are very much alike.
Our
on
views
a lot
are very
of things.
Similar, but our
approach
is very different. Like you, I admire you so much because you can call it how it is, say what it is that you want to say, and you don't allow that to like get in the way of what you want to say to people. And you know what? Pretty much telling people to fuck off when need be.
Now
no,
it's your
I
turn to
never,
say what you
like,
want.
But you also no. But on the flip side of that, you also can say it in a respectful way, and you can get your point across clearly. Where for me, I always, you know, I'm always, okay, what's politically correct? I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Okay, I want to do the right thing. I want to please everybody. And I want to do all these things. And I'm so wrapped up in doing all of that that, like, I drive myself insane. I make myself sick.
Because you nitpick everything and you overthink
and
everything.
I'm hypersensitive. Like, I'm so sensitive to everything. So and I feel like Louisa can relate to you. Mm. I feel like you're sensitive as well.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the middle of both of you. Like, Vanessa's very much, like, ambitious, go-getter, states her mind. And you are a little bit opposite in that sense of you're more mindful of everyone's opinion, sensitive, hypersensitive, like you said.
Yeah.
I think I'm very much in between you two. That's why it works out like a very good balance. Like, if you piss me off or I have my opinion, I'll let you know. But I also am very kind of mindful of my opinions and how I share them. Like, some people, mm-hmm. you have to approach certain situations differently, and I tend to overthink those situations. And
yeah. Then that's actually a good point, because I agree with what you're saying. I think that's very true. Yeah. Like, it is a good balance. You're very much like that.
And yeah, so I'm, like, a good relating point between you two, you know?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, when you say all that, like, I feel like, and that's the biggest thing for me is because, and, like, this is the way I've been since I was a kid. Like, I don't, it's just how I've always been. Because I am so blunt and because I am so truthful and so real, I've always been titled as a bitch. That's just how mm-hmm. it's always been. And then the biggest thing that I always hear from people is, like, holy shit, like, when I first met you, I thought you were the biggest bitch, or I thought you were so 100%. Mean, but you're actually, like, I owe, and I'm not even trying to, like, gas my own self up and, like, toot my own horn, but literally, I always get, like, you're actually such a down-to-earth person, like, a genuine person, mm-hmm. you're a good-hearted person. That's what I hear all the time, because ultimately, for me, is, like, I want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to succeed. I want everyone to find happiness within their own life. I'm never out to get anybody, just like I would hope nobody would do it to me. Yeah. But at the same time, if you come for me or somebody I love, I will destroy you and end your life.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, same.
Like, I will fucking destroy
you. I see
you.
Red sometimes when, like...
Yeah, we're both the same. We'll black out, we'll kill you.
Yeah, like, we have
I've been in plenty of situations like that.
Yeah.
Where bad, I think both of you may have had to hold me back in situations, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loyalty is everything to me.
100%.
And you know what? And I even find that... Because I am a certain way with, like, with you, Vanessa, and you, Louisa, like, we all have, like, this loyalty together, and it's very, like, family-like, that outside of that is challenging for me to form really strong and healthy friendships with
totally.
People who aren't family. Because yeah. I think it's also, even personally for me, challenging because I have a twin sister, and I would literally do anything
mm-hmm.
for my twin, that... And she's also my best friend. So when I have a friend, I don't know if it's wrong for me to hold them to the same
yeah,
standard. But
accountability.
Just,
yeah, it's
but just naturally, I do. So then when a friend can't, like, fill the friendship tank like my sister does,
yeah.
it's like...
But it's sometimes it's not even that your expectations are something that is, like, crazy or anything. Not at all. Because I think we've been in situations where we do have a friend, or if I've talked to you about a friend, that situation has occurred and, like, this is what took place, like... Just my general, like, kind of thoughts or hopes that they would, you know, they reacted a certain way or did something, like, doesn't mean I'm expecting them to give me their left arm or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you know, I think at the end of the day, for me, friendships are important because, like I said, loyalty is everything, respect is everything. You have my back, I have yours, you scratch mine, I scratch yours. That's the way
mm-hmm.
it should be. But I think a lot of times... You find yourself in situations where you think you have really good, true friends, and then situations occur,
mm-hmm.
and you see how people's true colors are, and you're like, damn, I need to take a step back, because maybe this isn't the person that I thought it was, or whatever. And I think I've also allowed certain situations to happen, and then I'll be like, maybe it was just a one-off, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then I find myself in the same situation again, again, again. And I think with you and I, Ashley, I don't know, Louisa, if you can relate, but in high school, like... You know, we had some things happen with friends, and I think, like, a lot of us, we all have friends, and then you think they're lifelong friends, and they're nowhere part of your life. We're almost out of high school for 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're old as shit.
Damn.
Damn.
But, like, crazy. if you think about it, like, Louisa
mm-hmm.
and, like, maybe one or two people that I just, like, am acquaintances with, I talk to, but Louisa's literally our only friend that we talk to.
Yeah.
From high school.
I think you just pick your friends. Like, everyone's circle went down after you leave high school, right? Like, high school is a place where it forces you to see people that you don't even want to see some days.
True.
Right? Like, you're just put into pretty much a room with people and forced to hang out with them, even if you don't want to hang out with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once you're not forced to be in those rooms with those people, you'll get to see true colors of people. If those people want to call you or those people want to hang out with you, you'll get it back. Mm-hmm. And you'll find out that it's not reciprocal for most parts. You don't get it back. And, like, I think I'm on 100% agreement with what Ashley says. Like, you hold yourself up to standards based on your friends group that you have now. So it's hard to make new friends because you can go out and pick somebody up maybe at, like, 3 a.m. because their shift is dead.
Like you've done for me, you and Alex.
Well, you tried to be cool one night and try to be wheezy and drink the tequila.
Yeah, so I've that's never again. Gone.
So this girl's living on the side of the road, like, dead, and I'm like, girl, trying to be tough, huh? Trying to be wheezy drinking the tequila, Alex, but you can't hang.
Alex just picks me up and throws me in the back seat.
Just over her shoulder. And
oh, yeah, some disasters, but, you know, that's life.
But that friend then will call when you're dead, KO'd in the middle of the street, and you need someone, they're literally not going to answer the phone, or they don't pick up, or they just laugh at you the other end and hang the phone up because they're hanging out with someone else. Or you're hanging out in a group of friends, and they're the first question they ask you, who else is going to be there?
Oh, yeah, we know a few people like that.
That's the favorite. Like, hey, you want to come over to my house? We're going to watch basketball game tonight. It's going to be cool. A couple friends hanging out, have a couple beers, whatever. Okay, cool. Who's going to be there? It doesn't matter who's going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm asking you.
And so I'm asking you to come. So if you're a true friend, just no hesitation. You should just be able to come.
Exactly.
So that's how we view it. And then it makes me feel like, hey, if I don't, like, I don't see an issue with that. Like, you invite me over to your house, I'm coming. I would never ask somebody who else is there because I value the friendship. So it makes you wonder, like, are you really my friend?
100%. You know? But see, then this is the thing that I always struggle with. Is it wrong to, you know the saying, like, you can't expect others to do what you would do for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, is being a true friend and a good friend doing whatever it is that you feel you can for someone and not looking for it in return? Or, you, it's like a blurred line. No, like,
you're 100% right, and
this happens to me all the time. Like, I've done things for people, and I think, you know, not to flatter myself, but I think, oh, that was nice and considerate of me. I would hope that in time when a situation arises, like, I would receive it back or at some degree. And sometimes it happens, which is amazing. And sometimes it's kind of like, well, what the fuck? Like, yeah. Where is this person? Like, yeah. You know, is that wrong to have those feelings? I don't know.
You're 100% right. And I think that, you know, I recently found myself in one of these situations in professional setting. And I had a conversation with somebody and they basically said, like, you know, just the way that I was feeling and the things that happened, you know, the person completely understood where I was coming from, but this exact conversation took place and they were like, you know, just because you're good-hearted and whatever, you can't expect others to do the same. Yeah. And I very much made it clear that it's not that I expect it and I need you to give it to me.
You would
it's
hope just, that it happens.
For me, again, and I think that's where the problem comes down to is, like, and I say this, it sounds stupid because it sounds like a broken record, but it's the loyalty thing. Like, mm-hmm. What I do for you, like, you're like it for me, it's automatic. Like, you go hard for me, I go hard for you.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, like, if you want to meet me halfway, then I'll meet you halfway. Yeah. Like, that's just the way I view everything in life. And I know that sounds so dumb, but that's just kind of who I am. So I think it's only natural that you would hope and think that one would treat you the same way in return. But, you know, given the age that we are and the path that we've all walked through life, like, it's definitely taught me the opposite, and people aren't exactly going to be like you, you know? And I think that's just something that we all learn in life as we go, and we just kind of got to roll with the punches and go along with it. I mean, I currently am finding myself in a situation like that with some things going on in my life. I'm just taking it as it goes. Mm-hmm. I've learned to take a step back, stay true to me, and not really give a shit about others. Like, I can't sit and dwell and worry about others.
I feel like one day I'm like, you know what? I don't care what anyone has to say to me. Like, I'm going to do what's best for me, and I don't care what anyone has to say. And then the next day I'm like, oh my God, I don't want this person to think that. Like, it's hard for me.
Sometimes.
Yeah, like, as soon as I think I got a hand on it, like, I don't. Then I go back to square one, and it's just like,
because you're human,
why do I care so much? Like, it just,
because you're a sensitive person, and you think about others' thoughts and other people's feelings, and I'm the same way. Even though I come across as this hard ass, I really do think about others and, like, how they're going to think or what they're going to feel. You know what I mean? Because you're normal, you're human, you're natural, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I think Ashley and Louisa, you might agree with me or you might not, I don't know. I think Ashley's changed within, like, the past few years.
100%.
She kind of used to be more reserved and, like, would not really take shit, but kind of would. She would just, like, stay quiet and, like, you know, she wouldn't let you walk all over her, no, but, like, she would also not, like, fight back. Whereas with me, like, if you even looked at me wrong, I'd be like, what the fuck's your issue? You got a problem? Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Whereas
talk
now,
about with our fists.
No, yeah, I had a problem back then. But now, I actually think we're kind of opposite. Like,
yeah.
I feel
Ashley's gonna throw down.
Yeah, like, I actually find myself trying to tell Ashley, like, yo, chill out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I find myself kind of like, let it go, Vanessa. I've learned not to sweat the small stuff. I've had to learn, like, you know, whatever. People are gonna be the way that they are. Who cares? Go on with your life. Only worry about you. Like, I think we've kind of changed in that aspect. Like, I'm mm-hmm. kind of more like, let it go.
Yeah.
Go on with your day. And that's it. Whereas you, you'll... Like, prime example, when you're on that flight to Phoenix and Ashley sneezed and this old lady apparently had an issue with her sneezing, Ashley's ballsy ass, like, tapped her on the shoulder and was like, you're looking at me. Like, what? Like, what's your problem?
I don't know...
Like, me, I would never do that. I would just look at her, like, and be, like, kind of...
You know what?
Like, what the fuck's your issue? Yeah. But Ashley 100%. Full on, like, tapped her on the shoulder and was like, what up, bitch? What's your problem? Like, that would be me 5+ years ago. Well, now,
yeah,
no, it's not.
I don't
would
know.
Just give her a dirty ass look.
Old Ashley bitch. Would have never said anything, but now I just... To give a little bit of context, she wasn't that old, but basically...
She's out here bullying seniors. Okay. Just like a
yeah.
bitch.
Like, I was sitting on the plane, and I sneezed, and I sneezed into the, like,
crevice of your elbow.
Yeah, like, the elbow, how as they teach you in elementary, so my hands don't get infected. So I did the right thing, and this woman looks at me, and she gives me, like, the dirtiest look, and,
like you're a
and
troll.
Shook her head as if I was, like, trash and disgusting.
You're trash, see ya.
And her husband, meanwhile, is, like, sleeping, and I was enraged. Like, my blood was boiling. I was, like, I'm sorry to say it, but I was just, like, I was ready to pick her up and throw her in the aisle. Like, and I looked at her, and I said, excuse me, like, is there a problem? And she didn't know what to say. And I said, I sneezed correctly. Like, I sneezed properly. I'm not sure what your problem is. Like,
yeah, that's
like,
ridiculous.
And the fact that she judged me on it, I was like, really? And then she couldn't find her passport later, and she started panicking. And I was like, oh, great. Now she's going to think that I stole her passport when she went to the bathroom. And then thankfully she found it. But, yeah, I think, you know, a lot can change in 10 years, you know. Mm-hmm. And we've been out of high school now for 10 years. And I have so much more to do, and as, like, you know, as we all do, to grow as a person. But I think it's important to realize growth and to talk about it and to see how we've all changed and developed into who we are and who we're trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all have a long ways to go, but...
Nobody's perfect, Angel.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
So what are we taking out of this today?
Out of this Oprah moment.
For me,
be yourself.
Yeah, my life motto.
Roll with the punches.
Stay true to yourself.
Everything will work out in the end.
Be kind to. For me, what I've really learned is, like, you can never, ever, ever regret being kind to people.
Yes.
Nobody ever.
Facts.
Like, you know, like, nobody, like, there's nothing wrong with that.
You can't be like, that girl's such a bitch because she was so nice to me.
Yeah.
Like,
she's
you sound like
me.
An absolute idiot.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
For me, like, I really just, like, I try and be kind to people. I always try and people. Try and treat people. See, prime example, I can't speak English. Try and treat people with the ultimate respect. And I'm going to give you respect, but if you don't respect me back, then that's where I'm like, okay, I see you. You see me. Cool. Hi. And we'll keep it moving in our own way. But mm-hmm. for me, it's always be true to yourself, be kind to others, and you can do no harm. Stay within your own lane. Don't be focusing on other people's life like Chloe K, Jordan Woods, and Tristan Thompson, you know?
Oh, don't try to get into that. That's a whole
other
topic.
Yeah, like, everyone's
going to
stop worrying about other
it's
people.
Another podcast.
Like, worry about your own damn life. That's the biggest problem we have in society. That's Vanessa's...
That was a big moment.
That's Vanessa's...
So be kind. Be yourself. Express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're a late bloomer and you switch traits with your twin 5 years later.
Yeah. It's all good. I just, like Vanessa said, yeah, just treating others the way that you want to be treated. And, I mean, of course, there's going to be certain situations that arise that you have to
throw down.
Change your motto, but...
We're throwing down
for the most part.
Throw down in 2 seconds.
Just
Ashley's already got the senior check.
Yeah.
So.
Just living life with kindness and...
Catch me in VIP.
Empathy, really. So, so yeah, that concludes our thoughts on...
life.
On past, life. And
I don't know what you would call this. It's just,
and yeah. 10 years looking back, so.
Yeah, 10 years looking back, I guess I could wish I could go to that little girl mm-hmm. that graduated and tell her, like, everything's going to work out.
Yes.
Like, everything's going to be good, because literally some things happened in high school or elementary school, middle school, wherever you want to go with it, that you learned that your life was over.
Yes.
Just know that there's a big box of
high school
greatness
is...
and cool opportunities awaiting for you. So if you're listening, that one, two, maybe none people that are listening yeah. now, hey, how are ya? It's going to get better. Be kind and just roll the punches. That's life. That's
yeah, well, like, we have 100. Little cousins that are just graduating this year, and we tell them all the time, like, your life is just beginning out of high school.
Yes.
And I think that's the biggest thing. When in high school, you think that's the end-all, be-all, high school is life.
Yeah.
High school, when those doors close and you're out that door and on your own journey, like,
see ya.
That's when life starts.
That's when life is literally starting. Yeah. So like, it's
do your
like
own taxes, but we didn't even teach you how to do your
yeah.
own taxes.
Yeah,
so like, figure it out yourself.
And oh hey, what's a mortgage asking for a friend?
Yeah, that's another thing. So this asking for a friend thing in our group chat, like, I won't lie. Our group chats are pretty wild. They consist of
they're
some pretty
lit, as the kids would
yeah,
say.
They can yeah. consist of like some pretty like wild things or just natural, normal, whatever type things. But sometimes, you know, I'll ask a question that like I'm either not embarrassed, because I really am not embarrassed with these girls at all. Like, I say whatever I want, but sometimes I'll be like, hey, like, I don't know, asking for a friend or blah blah blah. Ask the question, and I'll say asking for a friend, because it's obviously hilarious that I'm even asking for myself. So yeah, that's why we say asking for a friend.
That sure so no is. One understood what you just said.
No.
Yeah, so like again, like, this is our problem, so I'm just gonna shut up.
So yeah, in our group chat when we
why are you repeating my fucking
scared because nobody understood what you said. So
okay, we're gonna get the girl that can't also speak English to explain it.
Just wait, I'm a scientist.
We should wrap it up.
It's yeah. fine. So asking for a friend, how did you like the first podcast? Asking for a friend.
Honestly, I thought it was unreal.
I think it was great.
Great. So thanks for listening, whether it's 1 a.m., 9 a.m.,
or 12 a.m.
It's yes. been a pleasure.
We'll catch you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us.
See ya!